Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Our next guest is here.
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Good, fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. Yes. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yes. My name is Yoshi. I'm from Japan. I run a company. Should I talk about a company?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I run a company and I started and running a company called Winkel. In a simpler term, that's the Airbnb for the self-storage. And should I talk about the target customers?
Yeah,
and
let's talk about this. So
the whole okay.
Airbnb for self-storage.
Yes.
Very Explain simple. What we mean there.
Okay, so let's say you need storage space because you have too much stuff in your house.
Sure.
And if you go to one of those storage companies, they will rip you off. They'll take a lot of money from you. But you could be storing that stuff in your friend's garage, basement, attic, corner space of the bedroom. Any space can turn into a storage. Let's say you're the opposite person. You have a lot of space in your house. You could be renting the space out and making extra money off of that. That's the basic concept.
I have a storage unit now, and it's costing me way too much money. It's like I don't even think it's a 10 by 10. I think it's a 5 by 5, and I pay $80 a month.
Really?
That's expensive. And it's a nightmare. Right. I just want to just set all of it on fire and just get rid of everything.
Right.
So the idea of storing it someplace and not having to pay as much, because the price goes up every couple months.
Absolutely.
And it's just annoying.
Right.
And it gives... It gives competition against the existing self-storage places.
Yes.
Which don't – there was a trend for a while where there were a lot of them, and then now we're back to not having as many.
Right.
But in terms of the market. But without the competition, the prices can be whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
And this puts competition into the market.
Absolutely.
And will help. Make it less expensive.
Yeah, totally. You know, U.S. storage market is growing every year. It's going to be $30 billion by the end of 2018.
Ugh.
So it's a huge market. Everybody has way too much stuff, and then they utilize storage units, and they completely rip you off. So, yeah. And one of the reason why it's so expensive is on top of the expensive base rent, they make it not flexible for you so that you have to pay a set standard. For example, let's say you want to store this table. It's about 3x7. And when you go to storage companies, they'll make you pay for 5x10, even though you want to store just 3x7, right?
Right.
Because that's the standard set by the company.
Right.
But we make it flexible for the renters. So the renters can choose exact size they want for the however long they want it for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So since storage units are all predetermined cut, you have to get a unit.
Exactly.
And that's it, sad story.
Yep.
You deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But in this case, if I was bringing this, I can just store this and pay for the space this takes.
Exactly.
And if we tipped it up on end, we get even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can get creative with it, and only pay for the space you're taking up.
Exactly.
Okay.
And let's say you came to the conference and you're staying here for, a few days. And then you want to stay in New Orleans and explore a little bit, but you don't need the table for exploration. You want to store it for 10 days. When you go to storage companies, they will hook you in to monthly contracts.
Yeah.
But with our service, you can just drop it off. 10 days later, you pick it up. And you pay for 10 days. You pay for exactly what you need, what you're using for.
Got it.
And that's the benefit of the service. We made the service so that the renters don't have to pay for more than what they need.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was one of those people who were going through the same issue. Yeah.
I assumed that this had to have come from a personal experience.
Yes.
Usually the best ideas do.
Yes. Right. Of being annoyed by the price or the size that you had to have or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was it the price, the size, both?
It was both. So the background story goes back to when I was a student in the U.S. What happened is that United States universities in the U.S., they kick students out over the summer from the dorms, or the apartment lease ends in the middle of the summer. So what happened is that those people living there, they end up taking their stuff out of the dorm and having to store in the storage units.
Right.
I was lucky enough that I got to find a friend who, you know, had an empty garage I could store at my friend's place, and thought, why isn't there a platform like Airbnb where we could find the townies with an idling space and we can just store there and pay the half the price that we pay for storage companies? That's how I came up with the idea, is that students don't need 5x5, but 5x5 is the minimum in many college campuses. Yeah. And then they hook you into 4 months long contract, although the summer vacation is about 3 months and 10 days. So many people end up paying for 5x5 for 4 months, and that's a lot of waste. You're paying for the space that's not, you are not using for, and you're paying for the days you are not using for either.
Yeah.
So.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, what is the availability of this? I see that you've got an alpha band on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we're pretty early in our project.
Yes. Yes.
So, how early in the project are we?
So, we started this concept between 2014 and 2015.
Okay.
And that's the time of the concept proof. We made a simple website on Wix.com, and we tested in the market at Indiana University to see how many people would actually request, how many people are actually comfortable storing their stuff with their neighbors. And then what I did was I gathered a couple of people who are living in a town. They had a garage or a basement, and then put on the website. And so, you know, I spread the website in the campus to see how many people would actually send a request. And all the storage space that we listed was gone in a week. That's when I knew that
you had something
that works. Yes. Yeah. And all the international students, they are always keen on saving money. They don't have much valuables. It's not like they're going to store a Vuitton bag. They're going to store hoodie, clothes, the textbooks, the bikes, right? The stuff that they really don't care about. So, yeah, that's when we proved the concept. We started the established a company in on May of 2016, and then we went through incubator program after that, and then we are now in 12 different universities, and we're going to be partnering with Google in quarter 4 2018. So, exciting.
So that probably answers your next question.
Yes, the important question, whether this is only something that was available on iPhone, or is there Android love too?
There's Android as well. Yeah. Actually, we made Android before iOS.
Oh my God. That's the best. That is the best. I don't know if the booth heard that. Did you guys hear that in the booth?
Oh, she muted you.
Did you mute my microphone?
It was technical difficulty. Somebody started screaming. I had to like turn it down real quick.
I bet it was technical difficulties. Yeah. He did it for Android first.
Actually, I use Android phone as well. So.
Boom.
That's fine. Someday you might get a real phone. It's okay.
Oh, man, this is so good.
Oh, my goodness.
I like it.
Yes.
All right. So I guess the two big business questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Boom.
You're available in a couple of college areas.
Yes, 12 different universities, yeah.
When do we see a wide availability?
So we have the secondary target customers that's outside of student market. Is 45 to 52-year-old couple who are downsizing their houses.
Okay.
When they downsize their houses, they try to fit in the same amount of stuff in the smaller apartment complex or the smaller houses. That's a big mistake they make, is that when they think of the downsize, they just think that, okay, we're going to move into smaller place, but they don't think that they cannot fit the same amount of stuff. Okay. So they end up keeping a lot of stuff, realize that they can't store in the house. So they end up renting storage units. That's one of their biggest target customers as well. Okay. And funny enough, they are about the generation of the students' parents that we are reaching out to.
Okay.
So it's about the target, perfect target customer, you know, demographics.
Okay.
And that will come into play starting quarter four 2018
okay.
when we partner with Google.
Okay.
We're going to utilize a lot of digital marketing to reach out to that demographic. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are trying to go international within 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah, starting from the UK, go to the Netherlands, and then France. Probably.
Gotcha.
I know where you're going with the next question. Oh, do you want me to? Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so.
I've asked it to almost everybody today.
I know.
We'll let you.
You have. So, because this is a really great idea and mm-hmm. we want to see you stick around,
mm-hmm.
How are you guys going to afford to keep the app running? Like,
mm-hmm.
What's your revenue source?
So, revenue is that we take 15% from the renter
okay.
as a service fee,
okay.
and we take 5% from the host.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the business model. We okay. take service fee. The same thing as Airbnb.
Solid business model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. A well-established business model.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That and already works. Literally in your space.
Absolutely.
With Airbnb has proven that it's
yes.
a workable business model. Yeah.
That was the question you were going to ask, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh. All right, I was right there.
And the thing is, you know, Airbnb, it's the same thing. But without hosts, we have no business.
Right.
That's why we are making the service fee lower for the host. So we get the enough space available. Because the renter's benefit is so huge, so big, that they would, you know, be willing to pay for the service fee because it's still
right.
nothing compared to going to, you know, if you go to storage companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for a fact because storage units are just the worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Company has one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Servers and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I totally understand.
Right. Right.
Not a great model. And what happens when you start taking stuff out
mm-hmm.
and finding places for it or disposing of it or whatever you do with it?
Right.
Well, you're not going to move to a smaller one.
Right.
Especially
right.
not if you have a significantly larger unit. You're like, nope, you know what? I'm just going to keep paying for it.
Right.
Because it's easier than spending all that time to move everything.
Absolutely. Right.
That's not a problem here because you're physically taking up less space. And so.
And in terms of the convenience as well, let's say you live in New York City and you don't own a car.
Yeah.
You want to move your stuff, your dresser to the storage unit. How are you going to carry that?
Right.
Are you going to, you know, call your friend back in hometown and have them bring a pickup truck, right? Or you can store in the next door neighbor, right?
Yeah.
He has a corner space available in his bedroom. Hey, can you store my dresser?
It's a good idea.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
When it comes to convenience, that comes available in the cities as well.
Yeah. Well, that's, I really like the idea. I really like the implementation. The way you can rent the space by
Thank you.
Just the space that you need. That's
right.
really great.
Right.
If people want to find out more about the product
yep.
and follow your journey, how can they do that?
So you can go to www.winkel.com or type in Winkel on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then you can find about our updates. And you can also download the app on www.winkel.com. We have Android and iOS both available. So, yeah, feel free.
It's the best. It's the best. Every time I hear that, it's just music to my ears.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good rest of Collision.
You too. Thank you very much.